Right now, for many of us, daily press conferences and briefings with public health experts have become appointment viewing. But as we hang off every word of doctors and epidemiologists, large numbers of science professionals are out of work or having hours cut, as Bridget Fitzgerald reports.
Whether it be the discovery of dark energy or the team at the Dish Telescope in Parkes helping beam images of man's first steps on the moon or the invention of Wi-Fi, Australia's scientific researchers are global leaders. For many, though, coronavirus has put important projects on hold.
I predominantly work with older population and in aged care. And with the COVID-19 pandemic, there are many restrictions about going into aged care facilities and also conducting research with the older population.
Melbourne-based Dr. Anita Goh is a clinical neuropsychologist and researcher working in mental health, specialising in dementia. While some projects have been delayed, she's still working full-time at home, and the lockdown means she's assisting her six-year-old with remote learning, taking care of her four-year-old, and attempting to put grants together to secure future funding.
Where I'm working 15-hour days and all the time, just to get the work done so I have funding for my job in the future.
A Science and Technology Australia survey of 1,000 professional scientists and researchers in May found 1 in 5 had their ability to work limited by childcare, 1 in 10 had hours cut, and almost 1 in 20 had lost their jobs.
There's been a number of casual staff who have been let go, not just within my own institution, but more broadly across the sector that I'm familiar with.
Jeremy Brownlee is the deputy head of Griffith University's School of Environment and Science and the president of Science and Technology Australia. Though while their jobs may be in jeopardy, 60% of researchers surveyed feel that Australians are placing greater value on science than ever before, thanks to the pandemic.
We're seeing that faith and trust both from the broader community, but also the government agencies that are still reaching out for that advice so that they can make an informed decision.
The hope is that translates into funding security, not just to ensure that Australia is prepared for health emergencies, but to assist in navigating the economic recovery as well.
Studies estimate for every $1 the US government spends on NASA, the economy is boosted by about $7 to $14.
Renee Sayers is the Research Ambassador for the Space Science and Technology Centre at Curtin University, which is preparing to launch its first West Australian designed and assembled spacecraft early next year.
If we want to look at it from an economic point of view, it just makes sense to do the investing. But when we look at the other elements that really can lift a nation, the inspiration around having grand endeavours, well, then that's a whole nother argument. And that's providing a big uplift as well, as we see in Australia, particularly with our space agency only 2 years old now.
Renee Sayers from Curtin University's Space Science and Technology Centre, ending Bridget Fitzgerald's report.